Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Midwest Madness, your true crime cult conspiracy encrypted podcast. I'm Emily.
And I'm Danielle. And this has been as Madness.
Madness. Did I say it weird?
Yeah, you did. I was like,
Madness.
Madness.
Today's been a mad day.
Yeah.
Not really. But.
It's been way nice down here compared to up north. Up north, it was rainy and cold and awful when we left.
Have you seen like what's supposed to go on tomorrow? Yeah,
that big old thunderstorm. Jesus, and like, hail and tornadoes.
I got like a thing.
Did you get an alert?
No, I literally got a thing from Fox 9 News, and it was like City of Minneapolis is telling their residents to take the severe weather like seriously. And then I guess Allie got like an email from the City of Minneapolis and was like, take this seriously.
Damn. Yeah. They're not playing.
No, I'm like, I've never seen that before in my life. Either. Like, the city's actually, like, putting out a statement.
A thing.
And I think we're on the northern edge of it, so it really is going to be.
I looked at the pictures, and it goes to about, the red goes to about North Branch.
Yeah, so, like, we're literally on that northern edge.
So
odds are it probably isn't going to hit us.
For us, it shouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, so. But. I'm not too worried. Everyone is like freaking out about it though, and I'm like, you know what? I'm ready. The only thing is my house doesn't have a basement, and I am alone, which does make me a little nervous. So,
Just keep
that in mind.
You have that really nice tiny little bathroom.
That's under the stairs too.
Yeah, I would go to the bathroom though, because then you have water and a toilet.
Valid.
That's always my thought. Is like, if I have to get trapped in any room in the house, what room do I want it to be?
What should I put over myself? Couch cushions?
Yeah.
If I need them?
Yeah. I don't think you will. You're also an interior unit.
I am. You're right. And I'm pretty sure my association does have a storm shelter somewhere.
Really? I mean, that makes sense.
Don't know where it is. I'm not worried about it, you guys. It's really going to be okay.
Yeah.
If anything, we might lose power and that'll piss me off.
Yeah, for real. That it's so fucking annoying because it's like, I need that.
Yeah. If I lose power and it doesn't come back, I might come up here because I don't know if I'd want to stay at my house alone without power.
That's fair. I wouldn't like that either.
It'd just be really dark.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see what happens.
We'll let you guys know.
This episode will already be out.
Won't be out until for 2 weeks.
Yeah. So.
Or a week and a half, whatever. But yeah, we'll still. We can always post something on the socials.
Like,
we need
happened.
To get better at our socials. We're really bad at it.
I don't even care about my own socials. You know what I mean?
I know. Yeah, I do.
All right, let's get into it so I can go home.
Yes, so my story is set in 2007.
Oh.
And it is the story of Ronnie Reuter.
Nope.
No? Okay, so Ronnie is a female.
Okay.
So Ronnie was at home in her apartment in Deerfield, Illinois. And she was 7 months pregnant with a baby girl that she planned to name Skylar when she was gunned down.
Oh.
Ronnie was also in a highly complex relationship with defenseman Sean Gale, who played for the Chicago Bears.
I have heard this story.
Sean Gale played at Ohio State University before he was drafted in the 10th round by the Chicago Bears.
We just drafted someone from Ohio State.
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
Your third favorite state.
Yeah. It is.
So funny.
I love Columbus. Columbus is number one fan right here.
I love that for you. So Ronnie had been shot several times in the abdomen by a 9mm gun. Jesus.
Serious.
And
please let me.
Yeah, he's being a kind of needy
Bubby.
Guy.
Goofy. Go away.
He's doing the exact opposite of what you asked. He like tried to jump
up
on
the couch. My lap.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Here he comes. So Sean had several different women that he was seeing, and most of the serious, it could not. I don't think he could be much closer to Emily right now. Like, he's sniffing her face. She's sitting in the smallest chair, and he's on the edge of the chair with his little front paws. With his face as close to hers as he can get it.
Say hello.
Hey, bud, can you get down?
Go away.
Serious.
Come here. I love you, but go away.
Come here. Come sit by Auntie. Maybe that'll help.
Okay.
Go away. Lay down.
Lay down.
At least there's more space over there.
Yeah. Go away.
Sorry, everybody.
He's
being really needy.
Yeah, weirdly. Big
storm coming tomorrow.
Yeah, that's why. He knows. He's like,
better find his thunder buddy.
Oh no.
I still have no idea where that is.
Oh no, don't tell him that.
Look at his little sad face. Oh my god.
Oh, you guys. Oh. That's funny. He knew what you said.
Yeah, I know he did.
Absolutely knew. He was like, oh no.
Okay.
Oh, buddy. Okay. So, not to get back to the really sad part, but so Sean had several different women that he was seeing, and most of the women knew about this, including Ronnie. Now, I'd like you to just note the use of most there. Mm-hmm. So, again, Ronnie knew about Sean's other romantic partners, and the two were in a more open relationship, with him dating several people and her not.
Okay.
So, like, she was exclusively with him, but he was with other women, which...
If that works for you, yeah, that works for you. Yeah, if
it
works for you,
it does not work for me. Yeah. I'm way too selfish for
that. Teach their own.
For real. I have a friend who's in a relationship like that, so you do you. One of the first suspects, because of the whole dynamic of their relationship... Sean? Actually, no.
Really?
So police obviously did look into him, but it was pretty clear that it wasn't him because of something.
Okay.
Some of the details are really hard to find because there has been an update to the case.
So whenever there is, yeah, those original details get buried.
Yeah, so you have to like go back like 14 pages and then you start finding things and then it's just kind of a nightmare.
Yeah.
So... One of the first suspects that Sean gave to police was a woman named Monica Kłoska. She was a Polish fitness instructor, and they had met at a Bears event. She believed that they were dating exclusively, and the pair of them dated for 9 months. The whole time she believed it was just the two of them, like he wasn't seeing other people. And when she found out, she was pretty furious, and I would also be pretty furious if the person I was dating... was like, hey, guess what? I'm also dating four other people. I'd be like, the fuck you are.
Yeah. That's definitely something that should be communicated.
Yes, absolutely. Because, again, for some people, it works. And that's what they want. And that's great. But if you think you're exclusive with someone and then you're not, like, that's just, like, a gut punch.
Yeah.
So... After their breakup, Monica told police that she never saw Sean again, but Sean did end up getting a restraining order against her because he told police he thought she was the one sending him and Ronnie harassing letters.
Was he granted this restraining order, do you know?
It sounded like it. And I'm wondering if it's because he was a public figure.
I would just assume that, like, if it was granted, you would need some actual proof that it was actually her doing it. You know right. what I mean?
But I don't know if that's the case because, again, he's a public figure. He's a celebrity. So I think the rules are a little bit different for them.
You would still think that you can't just be like, that person sending me threatening stuff.
Right.
There's got to be some sort of proof. Yeah. Take it from the
paralegal. Yeah, I was going to say, you're probably right. You have more experience than I do, but... Oh, you guys, she's going to get insufferable.
I don't know.
She's like,
I don't know.
My paralegal license says.
Yeah. No.
So when we get into our first fight on the podcast, you guys will know. But let's see. Apparently, Sean and Ronnie were not the only ones that got letters. A couple other women that Sean was seeing got letters, and then so did Ronnie's mom for some reason. I don't know why her mom got involved in this, but she did. So then the police look into her. They're like, nope, it's not her. Like, she has an alibi, whatever. The next suspect that they look into was another woman that Sean had been dating, and her name was Marnie Yang. So during the investigation, police found out that Marnie had searched directions to Ronnie's home on Google while on her work computer. So I think, because I was wondering, like, did they have to get a warrant for that? Or, like, how do you, because, like, you can't just go to Google and be like, hey, I want, you know, Google does protect some of their users' information from what I've understood from other episodes of other podcasts. So my assumption is that since it was a work computer, it was easier for them to get a hold of her search information.
Because I believe you technically, like your employer technically,
mm-hmm.
like you don't technically own that computer, the right. employer does.
Right, and it's so. Their Wi-Fi or internet or whatever.
And so they can access any of your stuff at any time, so.
Yeah, so that was my understanding on that. So she had also bought a book on how to make a homemade silencer and was the registered owner of a suddenly missing 9mm gun, which, as you remember, that was what Ronnie was murdered with, was a 9mm gun.
She's looking pretty good.
Police also found a receipt for a rental of a black Volkswagen Rabbit in her home, and a car matching that description was seen at a gas station near Ronnie's home on the morning of her murder. And then there was Christy Passion. Christy was a friend of Marnie's who wore a wire and got a full confession from Marnie.
Oh.
In the confession, Marnie can be heard saying, quote, "I had a wig, I had dark sunglasses, this big covering my face, a hoodie on, okay? I had dark makeup on my face and I had gloves on. She opened up the door. She started screaming. I took the first shot," end quote. In 2011, Marnie was convicted of Ronnie and Skylar's murders, receiving 2 life sentences. However, this would not be the last that we hear from Marnie. So, as I mentioned, there was an update.
Yep.
In 2024. So, first, she did a bunch of, like, jailhouse interviews, as you do. You know, I didn't do it, blah, blah, blah. So, her first thing that she was alleging was that she gave a false confession because police were threatening to arrest her son for the crime. And in the interview from prison, Marnie said, quote, "I made up everything I said. As soon as I saw that wire, I thought it was an opportunity to do it. I was not speaking to her, Christy. I was speaking to the police through her," end quote. She also said, quote, "I was just not thinking beyond putting a stop to what was happening to my children. I believed once the case got into the hands of the legal system, it would be clear that I did not commit this crime," end quote. So she's alleging that she knew she was being recorded, which, like, to me seems unlikely.
I don't believe her.
Because, like, the police are really good at
hiding a wire. Yeah.
So, like, it's not like it's, like, in her ear like a headphone.
Right.
So, I'm just having a hard time with it.
Also, like, when she's like, "I didn't think I'd actually be convicted. Like, I thought the legal process would pan." Like, you literally confessed.
Yeah. Like,
there's no greater evidence than a confession.
Literally. Like, cases are made or broken on confessions.
Yeah.
So, like, what do you mean?
So if you were like if they had any other evidence against you, I'd be like, sure.
Yeah.
Maybe if you didn't actually do it, then yeah, you could have faith in the chest. But if you're like confessing and being like,
and then there's, and this, then, evidence, fingers and this crossed, evidence, and they, then this evidence, and yeah.
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 That doesn't make much sense to me.
No. I think it sounds very nonsense to me.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
So Ronnie and Skylar are buried at St. Thomas Cemetery in Potoski, P-O-T-O-S-I, Potosi, whatever, Wisconsin. But guess what? This story still isn't over.
Oh.
So, like I mentioned, in 2024, March 14th, a judge granted Marnie's request to have her lawyers present evidence that she had acquired that proves she did not kill Ronnie and Skylar.
Hmm.
The Judge Christopher Stride, denied several motions by Yang's attorney, but then finally agreed to hear some new arguments about new evidence, including DNA samples from shell casings and other material, which we don't know what that is. That's literally all it said was, and other material. So she also has some new eyewitnesses that saw Sean the morning of the murder, which I'm not sure why that's relevant, because as far as I was aware, again, he was never really looked at that hard I don't, again, don't know really why, but it, in what I read, and I read like the 2020 version, because they did a case on, or a episode on this, not that long ago, like a year ago maybe. And it didn't even mention that he was looked at that hard, because like the evidence just wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some evidence or some new testimony from experts who say that Marnie is too short to have shot Ronnie at the angle that she was shot at, which also doesn't, I mean, maybe, who knows? So this does not,
I would
mean,
be very curious to see the science behind,
yes,
that.
Yes, I would agree, because like it didn't look like she was wildly short.
Right, that was, me. Yeah.
Like it wasn't like she was like 3 feet.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But so this does not mean that she's going to have a new trial, at least not yet. But if Judge Stride decides that it is enough, it is possible that Marnie may get a new trial. As of record date, this is the most recent information that I could find. So once again, this is going to have to be one that we watch for updates.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think she did it.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced that she, A, saw this thing. B, her son was like never mentioned in anything until she was like, oh, I was doing it to protect my son.
Yeah.
Like it never, all of a sudden it was like, wait, what?
Do you know how old her son was?
No.
Okay. Not that it really matters.
My gut feeling is like late teens, early 20s. Okay. But I don't know that for a fact.
For a fact, yeah.
So I don't know. It just seemed like, it just seems too convenient.
Yeah.
You know? Because like we didn't hear anything. We heard about the other women.
Yeah.
In his life. And like, what motive would her son have to kill her partner's other girlfriend?
Yeah.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
All right.
So I, Jesus.
Oh boy.
Christ. Oh my God. My body just like, my soul left my body for a second there. Holy cow. Okay. Real quick. My sources were yahoo.com, ABC 7 Chicago, and then 2020.
All right, so my, see if I can't get our socials are MW Madness Podcast on Instagram and Gmail, and Midwest Madness Podcast Group on Facebook. All right, everybody. Happy May.
Yeah.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, which was yesterday.
I hope everyone.
I believe it's on a Monday. Could be wrong on that, but
I hope that everyone had chips and salsa.
Queso.
Or queso, yeah.
Yep. All right. Have a good one.
Bye.